The bronze statue lifts four World War II-era fighter planes, suspending them on twisting metal flight paths. It's not the only honor for the Red Tail pilots this Veterans Day. That sound is quite familiar to the 12 Red Tail pilots in Orlando today.
Did you see that P-51 go over? That's beautiful, wasn't it? Yeah.
That's retired Lieutenant Colonel Leo Gray, a member of the Tuskegee Airmen who flew P-51 Mustangs. Their Red Tails nickname comes from the airplane's ends painted that color. Gray is still leading his men, this time collaborating with United Trophy Manufacturing and Fantasy of Flight to create the monument. He speaks of his service with pride, but also cites a 1920s military study about African Americans that found
they lacked the intelligence to participate in sophisticated activities, and they lacked the bravery to successfully engage in combat. So why would you want people like that flying airplanes?
Gray remembers answering that question two decades later. On a mission over Germany, the Red Tail shot down three German jets and damaged others while losing only one U.S. plane. Retired Second Lieutenant Raymond Casignol is a part of that history, too. He explains why he fought for a country that relegated him to the back of the bus and segregated drinking fountains.
Fighting for freedom and justice. The main thing in this life is justice. There's no peace without justice, and there's no justice without peace.
I'm Amy Kiley, 90.7 News.